This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, Mary McCartney is best known for her photography, but she learned another skill from her mother, Linda, how to cook vegetarian food. She's produced a cookery book, At My Table, with meat-free recipes from Sunday lunch to a summer barbecue. Well, today, with summer decidedly on the horizon, she cooks the perfect pea and watercress soup. Mary, why did you choose this recipe?
Good morning. I chose it because it's really satisfying. It is vibrant green and very healthy. Watercress is one of my favourite vegetables.
How do you make it?
You basically take some chopped onions and garlic. Should I start cooking?
Please do. I'm going to taste it
chop
soon,
some
I hope.
Onions and garlic and put it into the saucepan. It's all made in one pot, so that's all nice and easy. Soups, I think, are the easiest thing, the most nutritious thing to make. And then with that, I'm going to chop up one medium potato and put that in to sauté for about 5 or 10 minutes with the onions. It's super easy, this. Oh, super easy. I didn't actually mean that. But then you put in 200 grams of peas, frozen or freshly podded, because they're in season now. And you sauté that for about 5 or 10 minutes and then add the vegetable stock and let that simmer for 10 minutes.
And when you say vegetable stock, do you use vegetable stock cubes?
I do. Or? I use like a vegetable bouillon powder that I really like, that's got a lot of flavour to it as well. And then at the very last minute, once it's simmered in the stock for about 10 minutes, I put in the 2 handfuls of fresh watercress and blend it, and it's ready. We're going to serve it with some grilled cheese croutons as well, just for an extra little bit of...
How do you do this?
So basically, you butter the outside of the bread, and then you put cheese in it, just like you're making a cheese sandwich. And then I put it into a frying pan, a dry frying pan, and cook it on both sides so that it's browned and the cheese melts in the middle.
So
and
then chop it up.
It's a grilled cheese. It's a grilled cheese sandwich chopped into crouton shapes.
Now, you've described putting this book together as torture. Why? Why was it torture?
Well, no, it wasn't. What I meant was, I'm really a photographer and I love cooking, but before I did a cookbook, I didn't quite realise how much work it was. So I think it was more maybe homework. But then the minute you get the finished book and see all the recipes there, it's totally exciting.
I presume you took all the pictures of the food yourself.
I did. I tested the recipes, and as I tested them, I put them in and took them in my kitchen.
They all look fantastic, and I was really surprised to find that you can really do a good meat-free Christmas lunch or a summer barbecue.
Yeah, I think growing up in a vegetarian family, we were always really keen not to feel like we were missing out, and we like occasions, like food memories. The point of this book is that food is a very social thing, and cooking for friends is, you know, makes me happy. So we, as a vegetarian, I didn't ever want to feel like we were missing out. So we would make sure that we didn't have a hole in the plate. So we'll make, there are veggie black bean burgers that are really satisfying. So you can still have burgers with all the trimmings. And for Christmas, we still have gravy and mash and roast vegetables. And we make a roast, And if that you can slice and pour gravy on.
What about if you're doing a barbecue?
Barbecue, you use veggie burgers. So either I make black bean burgers, which I freeze so they get hard, and then I cook them on the barbecue.
From
or
frozen.
My mum's burgers that we still make.
What's in your mum's burgers?
For sale. They're soya protein. And they're amazing. They're really juicy. They're kind of like a textured vegetable protein.
And you barbecue those in exactly the way as you would barbecue a meat.
Yeah. They taste quite meaty, actually, because they've got a lot of those kind of mushroom flavours and the onions, and the texture of the soya protein gives it a real bite.
Now, your mum was a really committed vegetarian. What was her influence on your cooking? I mean, is everything you do something that she inspired?
Yes. She made the home, the kitchen, the sort of hub of the house. Like, you'd want to go and cook with her and talk with her, and we would all talk about food. And that was, it had a nice table in it, so really that was where everybody would gravitate to. And there are always great smells coming out of the kitchen. I think she found it really tactile and relaxing, and from there I would cook with her and I learnt some of her recipes, and from there I've kind of taken it on and developed.
How much
mine.
Cooking did your dad, Paul, do? There's a lovely picture in the book of your dad and you and your little sister sitting at a table, and you've put one of his cocktail recipes in there.
He makes a really good margarita. So when I make, like, there's a Mexican menu plan, which is quite nice because it's more of a feast. It's got lots of side dishes and then tostadas and quesadillas and cornbread. And I'll make that, and it's kind of inspired around his margarita. He makes a really good margarita, and the secret ingredient is some fresh orange juice.
And does he cook?
He does cook, and he... I'm just putting in the vegetable stock now. I'm going to simmer that for a minute. There we go, it's a bit quieter too. He helps a lot of chopping, so he'll help prepare things and help clean up, but Mum was the main cook.
So he was the sous chef rather than
the chef. He was the sous chef, that's it. But he does things like really good mashed potato. At Christmas dinner, he would always make the mash.
How's the soup going?
I am just chopping up the cheese croutons, the grilled cheese croutons, and I'm going to serve it up for you.
Is it hot?
It's looking really good. Oh, I've just got to blend it as well. Hold on one sec.
Oh, right.
So here we go. We're going to just blend.
Is it going to be noisy?
It's quick. There we go.
Ooh,
we could do that for longer, but we are not going to make everybody listen to a blending noise for too long.
We've heard about your dad's favourite drink. What about his favourite dish? What would you cook for him?
Really, I've tested all of the recipes out on the book on all of my family. They've had that's one thing that they, I think they've enjoyed it because it, I've been coming up with new recipes all the time. So I think mainly for him, one of the big ones is the sort of Sunday, the festive dinner, because we all like to sit down, have a traditional kind of catch-up meal.
But and do you still all get together, the whole family, you and your children and
yeah we sister? Do but I think the book really has come out more, this book is for meat reducers and people that friends that aren't vegetarian would come over and I cook for them, and they would say, look, I would eat more vegetarian food if I ate like this. So that's how the book came about.
Oh, that is really lovely.
Thank you. And so easy to make.
And the sweetness is coming from the peas.
The sweet of the peas, and then that kind of lovely mustardy, peppery flavour of the watercress. It gives a real kick.
That is absolutely delicious. So what you want is for all your friends and everybody to eat less meat.
I think so. It came about through Meat Free Monday, and I did an article, and from there I had some offers to do a cookbook. So here we are.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.